I want to invite you, as you just close your eyes, just for a moment, we always enjoy expressing our love for God. If somehow this morning, the same way you express your love and appreciation for that special woman in your life, that mother, that special person, that's a little taste of how much God wants to express his love for you. Oh, he loves you so much. Matter of fact, he didn't just say it, he demonstrated it, Romans 5:8, by dying on the cross for our sins. Right now, if you're here or you're watching online, Jesus is there standing at the door of our heart waiting to come in. He's not wanting to force himself in, but he has a much better plan for you. But it's going to take a trust saying, Lord, I turn my life over to you. If you're here today and you know God's calling you to come be with him, come away, ecclesia, that's the name of the church, separate, come to me. Then let me lead you in a prayer. It goes like this, and let's all pray this together. And you who are at home watching, join us in this prayer. Short prayer that starts with, Jesus, I love you. And Jesus, I confess to you now that I need a Savior. And I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, that you rose to life for me. And right now, dear Jesus, I invite you in. Be a part of my life to stay forever. I'm going to trust you, Jesus, for eternal life in heaven. Now, dear Lord, make me the kind of person you want me to be. Let me experience everything you have for me. I trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I want to encourage you. I want to make sure we get you all off and enjoy your day. But just in case you happen to give your life to the Lord, you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, we want to make sure that you get a Bible in your hands and What's Next pamphlet. Please help us. Please keep coming back to Hope Chapel. See what God has for you, and let's journey that together. The joy of my life as a pastor is to see transformed lives, and it's God's doing. That's the beauty of community. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for coming. Please don't forget, just before I pray you off, ladies, don't forget your ticket, and please gather your gift from Hope Chapel. We're glad that you're here. Can we thank the Lord for what he's doing in our midst, and especially those? Thank you. Thank you for bringing somebody or your favorite person in your life or your neighbor or your friend. I'm so grateful, but especially our moms. We're so honored that you're here. Let me pray off a blessing. Father, I want to thank you for the beauty with which you take our sorrows and turn them into gladness. You take ashes from our own attempts on our own and turn them into something beautiful and lovely. Lord, especially for those who just gave their life through that simple prayer to you, let the beginning of newness and transformation start right now. And Lord, thank you for each one who's here. May we recognize, God, you've given us a tremendous gift in a person called mother. May those mothers of ours, and may the families that represent that mother, be blessed and prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everyone. You're dismissed. Thanks for coming.
I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to share Hope Chapel's teachings globally, and we'll be excited to hear how they are empowering others to live for Jesus. If this message has brought you closer to Jesus, we'd like to know. Email us at office@hopechapelhb.org. And if you would like to support this ministry financially, you can give online securely by clicking the Give button above. If you're interested in Hope Chapel contacting you, fill out the Get Connected tab below. Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. Again, thank you for joining us.